Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today, we're going to be talking about human trafficking. In fact, sex trafficking. This is a parental guidance program, so I just want to recommend that if you have any small children in the room, you may not want them to hear or to see what we're going to be talking about. But we've spoken about this topic before on this program, and one of the things that we want to do is continue to bring awareness. It's so important. You know, we can't take action, and we can't do anything if we don't ever look and see the problem. And one of the things that we want to do with awareness is to help people begin to start empathizing and having a heart of compassion. I mean, if you don't feel someone else's experience, if you don't put yourself in that shoe or in their shoes, or you know, not look at the plight of what they're suffering, you can't be moved, and you can't, you know, get involved and do something. And so what we want to do today is kind of just bring some education to you, as well as showing you what is happening on the Gulf Coast. People are taking action. You're going to be so encouraged by this. But I wanted to share with you some stats before we got started today. 27 million people are slaves. 27 million people around the world. And it's estimated that between 1 to 2 million are sex trafficked. They're women and children every single year. This is horrific. It's not just happening in Asia or in other countries, in Greece or in Europe, but it's happening here in the United States as well at an alarming rate. They say that only 1 to 2% of victims are actually rescued, which means that there's a far majority of people every single day that are being held against their will. They're being victimized repeatedly day after day, and they're not rescued. They're in bondage. And part of all of this is for us to have the heart of God as believers and to cry out for those that are just locked down so that they can be rescued. And we're encouraged that so many people are beginning to awaken to this reality. The average age of sex trafficking victim is only 12 years old. So we're talking about children that are just kidnapped and stolen, and then they're being sold as sex slaves. This is something that is horrific and needs to come to an end. And we're really encouraged by some of the signs that we're seeing already. But what I want to do is allow you to see a testimony from Benjamin Nolo. He is the founder of a ministry called Exodus Cry. It's a ministry that's being used right now on the face of the earth to help rescue and educate those that have been trafficked, you know, in the world. And so they also were the creators of a movie called Nefarious, Merchant of Souls. And we're going to be showing you that trailer today. If you have not seen it, you've got to see this movie because it kind of shows you more in depth really what is happening. But I want you to hear from Benjamin himself as he begins to define exactly what is human trafficking. Watch this.
What specifically is actually happening to these millions of girls around the world? And a typical scenario would involve a girl who's first brought under the control of a pimp, of a trafficker, of a brothel owner, and there's her introduction into a life of prostitution. This is one of the most horrifying things for me that I could possibly imagine, that a woman would be forced into a lifestyle of essentially systematic rape. And so as a girl is brought into this environment, there are very systematized ways that traffickers, that pimps, that brothel owners know how to bring these women and girls under their control. And it begins with a breaking process. It begins with a breaking down of that person's soul, of that person's spirit, of that person's body, of that person's psyche. They want to completely break that individual so that they are at the mercy and under the control of whoever that trafficker might be. And the process for that involves nightmarish activities of rape and abuse and gang rape and just violence against these girls to bring them to a point of being broken. Then there's a thing in psychological terms that we talk about called traumatic bonding that happens. And when somebody has had such violence committed against them, then there's a like a survival instinct. It's a psychological survival instinct that emerges in which called traumatic bonding, in which now I actually begin to bond with my abuser. I begin to bond with my captor because I'm trying to survive. And in that context is when these women and girls begin to become brainwashed by their trafficker about what they're going to do for the trafficker, about the sexual services that they're going to provide. And there's a brainwashing that occurs, and over time, these girls develop what is called Stockholm Syndrome, which is where they begin to identify with their captor. And so, like, you know, in the 1800s, you might see a slave on an auction block with a ball and chain around his leg. Whereas today, that chain is psychological. And traffickers have become very sophisticated at knowing how to break down their victims, bring their victims under their control, so that they can put them out on the street. And we all think, oh, well, this is just somebody who's chosen to go into prostitution to earn money the easy way. When in reality, what's happened is she's been broken down through extreme violence, through rape, through degradation, and now is under the control and of another individual.
This is so important that we are aware of what is happening. I mean, this is horrific, but there's good news. Listen, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God has a plan. They can be saved. They can be rescued. God has a plan for every single person on the face of this earth. You had the opportunity to hear Benjamin Nolo, founder of Exodus Cry Ministry, who were the guys who put the movie together, Nefarious, Merchant of Souls. I highly recommend that you watch this movie. We're going to actually show you a trailer for the movie in today's program. But, Steve, this is just horrific. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there are some things that are happening on the face of the earth that we really need to be involved in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There is so much suffering today, and we have so many distractions that can pull us away from really being able to know and have an awareness of those that are not doing well.
Yeah, initially, you would think that slavery has been—it's done, it's over with. It's not in our world. It's not in our generation today. But it's like you see some of these statistics, you see the reality. Never before has it been at the levels that it is right now.
Right, and you know there are a lot of great, wonderful things that are going on all over the world. But a lot of times, you know, people don't want to talk about the suffering. They don't want to talk about bad things. I mean, who really does? But I'll tell you what, if the people of God are not aware of the sufferings of people around the world, then who really is going to move with compassion and be motivated to get in there and help them? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people that are doing good works and are doing good things, but we have a responsibility. And I believe these are things that we're going to be held accountable for in our generation. What did you do? Those are going to be questions that are going to be asked about many subjects. What did you do? And we can all do something. And this is our chance to, one, be aware so that we can have some empathy and compassion so that we can take action. And action is so important. But I want you to hear the testimony of Kataj. Kataj was a woman, a young girl that was trafficked. And she has a remarkable story. And the thing about her story, Steve, like many of these young ladies, I mean, no one ever thinks it's going to happen to them. No one's going to ever think it's going to happen to their daughter, their niece, their mother, their wife. But it happens. And it's not just ladies. It's happening to boys as well. And you want to not live a life where, you know, saying, well, it's never going to happen. No, it is happening. And so you want to be aware. I want you to listen to Kataj and hear about her personal story about what happened to her and how she got free. Watch this.
I wanted to go to Greece to work 6 months and come back in my country and to continue my education. When I arrived, they took me to a house and take my passport and say me, if I don't work the prostitution, they will kill my family and they would break my bones. I felt like I wanted to die because I realized that I could never live. I would drink a lot of alcohol so that I would not understand who I was, where I was, or what I was doing. I felt like I was not a person anymore. I had no heart, no soul, no will. He would sell me and I could do nothing. After 2 weeks in the 821 house, I was able to sleep again like I did at home. The people who worked there became like my mother and best friends. Sometimes I wake up and I don't believe it is true. My name is Katya, and now my future is full of hope.
Amazing. You were just watching a video of Kataj's testimony, and it's from an organization called A21. And their goal is basically to abolish slavery in the 21st century. And this is an amazing organization. Founders Christine Kane, and they have offices globally around the world. And they do a lot of things, Steve. They bring awareness, education. They actually help with these ladies. They rescue them, and they actually put them in transition homes. And it's a beautiful thing to see that women are being rescued. Yeah. These children are being rescued, and people are getting involved. This is a big thing. Yeah. Involvement is huge, and we're going to be talking about ways how you can get involved. But people just traveling, just going to different places, not recognizing that things can happen to them. And one of the things that we want to do is continue to talk about this, because it could be happening right in your local community and you may not even be aware of it. And there's some practical things that you can do to take action, and things that you can look out for that maybe you just went by and didn't even think about it before. We have to begin to start walking in our community, Steve, with eyes of compassion, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's the huge thing, because like when we're just going through our daily life and just focused on the task ahead or what we're doing, we're going to miss out on those people that, you know, might be right to our left or right, and something just might not be normal.
Yeah, and not only normal, but it's so important that, you know, we live a life that's, you know, you're engaged. Life requires for you to be involved in it, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You have to live life with intentionality and purpose. And a lot of people, you know, wander through life. They just kind of go through the motions and kind of get up and go to work, and they don't wake up till about noon, you know what I mean, and decide to get involved. But if you take a different paradigm and mindset and believe that from the moment you wake up that you can begin to start having impact, and not just for yourself, but we're talking about impact for the kingdom of God. You can start even in your own home. Sometimes people wake up, believe it or not, Steve, and they're not the happiest people when they wake up. You know, they're not joyful. They're not excited. I don't know why. Because think about it. You woke up. Every day you can look at your hand and say, if you have, you know, five fingers on each hand, you have five toes in each feet. Listen, you're blessed.
You're breathing.
You're breathing.
Yeah.
Each foot, I'm sorry. Every person that's walking has the opportunity to live and to do something. I mean, there's many people today that are in hospitals. God bless them. And they don't have the liberty that you have, you know, today. And I think about a quote that I just saw from Mother Teresa, and I just love this quote. It said, "Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier." Imagine that every encounter you had with someone that because of what you said or how you treated them, they left your presence better and happier. She continued to say, "Be the living expression of God's kindness." Kindness in your face. I mean, how awesome is that? Mm-hmm. Be the living expression of God's kindness. We have the opportunity to live life on purpose and to make a difference in every single person that we come in contact with. Listen, we're not promised tomorrow. All you have is today. When we get back from this break, we're going to show you the trailer of Nefarious, but we're also going to give you some testimonies of something that just took place on the Gulf Coast that's going to greatly encourage you. More when we get right back from this break.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN-TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As mm-hmm. you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards to
what's
available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN-TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." Mm. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the and this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift,
right.
A gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you've got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Are American veterans having their rights restricted? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is about the rights of veterans that are in nursing homes. I was asked by the veterans there to come and pray with them and do a Bible study.
Did they stop your Bible study now?
Yes, they stopped me, and even the head chaplain called and said, "We can't do this because what if there is one Arabic person?" I said, "This is not..."
Well, let me tell you right now, that whoever's the chaplain's just absolutely incorrect. Bible studies can take place on military installations. They can take place in military hospitals. And it's not off limits. And we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get you some help.
Help the American Center for Law and Justice battle key issues that face your faith and family. Learn more about what you can do by visiting us online at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time, there's going to be some of the best of times, and you need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will. If you're good, you're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing at iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan, and it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding. And that God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We want to take you straight to Nefarious, Merchant of Souls, a movie that was done by Exodus Cry Ministry. And we've been talking about this for a while, but listen, I want you to watch the trailer. But I also want you to make a commitment to maybe even get the movie and have a couple of friends over. You know, the beginning of action is, you know, getting some movement.
Awareness. It's happening.
And showing folks really what is going on. And we're going to give you some kind of resources and some ways that you can get connected and some of the things that you can do as well rapidly to kind of get this stuff, the fire going, if you will, and letting more people know. But let's go straight to this trailer, because we want to give you some testimony of what just took place on the Gulf Coast. Watch this.
You know, I made $393 a month, and you could buy a girl for $10 a night. I went to bed with over 500 girls in 2 years, and because they were there.
You ask if you, the favorite type, what you like, if you want dark or brown. You ask it, and the girl come to you. It's like you order a pizza, something like that. You can compare it.
The CIA would say that the sale of women, we're not talking pornography, and we're not even talking about prostitution. We're talking about just the sale of women constitutes the third largest industry in the world.
Dozens upon dozens upon dozens of girls in a village of 3,000 people that are raped 5 to 10 times a day for money, for the pleasure of some guy, foreigner, coming to our country.
If they kill her, if they harm her, they don't care. They do it with a blink of an eye. Just like that.
Patron Wakif. Stat loc mă uit sau mă star mai mult între lume să mă țin. De timp eu am impresia că mă urmărești, eu chiar că stau aici și eu de timp stau cu frică că îi găsesc.
I can tell you this, that I can't get the pictures of those girls' faces out of my mind still today, and I don't imagine that I ever will.
Jesus. alone. Come and get me. Save me from myself.
Powerful. $10? Mm. You imagine? Ordering like a pizza? This is horrific. This is horrific. And it just makes me think, what is going on? Mm-hmm. The depravity of sin. There's something about sin. Sin will make you go, further than you ever wanted to go, make you want to stay longer than you ever planned to stay, and make you pay more than you ever wanted to pay. I mean, the devil is evil. Mm-hmm. He is evil. He wants to destroy you. Earlier, and we heard Benjamin say that the goal of these traffickers is to literally break the individual, is to break that child, is to break that woman mentally, in their soul, in their spirit, in their physical bodies. They're completely taken over, mm-hmm. and they're completely defeated. They're not in control of what they can think, of what they can do, of what they can say. They're not even in control of their own bodies. Mm-hmm. And they're repeatedly victimized, yeah. over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, this is horrific. This is some reports say this is a $150 billion a year industry.
Mm-hmm. Bigger than drugs and weapons.
Think about how much victimization is taking place when someone is being sold for $10 and it's a $150 billion, industry. Yeah. Listen, we not only need to pray for the victims, but we need to begin to pray also for the ones that are doing the victimizing. Who are these people,
right.
that are going? And many of them are Americans that are going across the sea to these continents like Asia and Europe. Mm-hmm. That are victimizing children. What we have to pray for both the victim and the victimizer, and help them to get free.
Yeah.
Because this is evil.
Yeah, and this is a perspective that you're saying we have to have that awareness of. This did not just happen, because so often you can see that moment of someone on the side of a street, or just say, this is a lifetime.
Yeah.
This is a life that they chose, and it's just like when you hear some of the stories of these that are in this lifestyle, it's like they have been manipulated with such words and actions of fear that they're being told, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your family. I'm going to kill every single person that you know, friends, if you do not do this. And it's just like, it just breaks your heart to see how someone can be just taken over in such a way.
Yeah. Benjamin talks about the Stockholm syndrome, that they get so shredded and so beaten down that they have a bonding
right.
that occurs with the person that's actually victimizing them,
like a sense of safety within them,
right? It's a bonding that takes place. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just really a trap of the enemy,
mm-hmm.
and they can be free. And the good news is that many are being rescued. There's organizations like Operation
Underground Railroad. Yeah, we've talked about it on previous programs, and in regards to specifics, we'll have some resources for you. But this is a team of prior service military, and that they've come together and they've had multiple operations. We have
these are ex-Navy SEALs, Green Berets, mm-hmm. Delta Force,
mm-hmm. and they specifically target in missions and work basically in secret in regards to setting up agreements with those that are in child trafficking, to expose it, to rescue the children. And it's like these things are happening, but it's like when you see these resources, it's like there's something that you can do. You can partner with these organizations to end sex trafficking.
These guys are doing extractions. They work with governments,
mm-hmm.
and they'll go in and pose as ones that want to victimize these children and women. And then right before they make the transaction, the financial transaction, then the police come in and they can rescue all the people that are doing this. But it makes me think of what's happening in our own country. You look at all these major sporting events like the Super Bowl and the Kentucky Derby, mm-hmm. of all,
the World Cup.
Things. World Cup. They bring these girls into the community, and there's FBI sting and operations, and they're apprehending a lot of these victimizers. But more needs to be done. And in fact, let me share with you some good news about what has actually happened on the Gulf Coast. A21 thanks to Beverly Mayo and 1728 Ministries, they actually sponsored a walk in Pensacola that was absolutely amazing. It was 821. It was a solemn single-file walk that's basically took place in cities all across the world. So these were all taking place. And the purpose of this walk, and you're seeing some of these photos now on your screen of people that just said, you know, in the city of Pensacola, we're going to be a part. We are not going to remain silent. We're going to walk in our community. I believe it was about a three-mile walk. My wife, Teresa, had the opportunity to participate and actually grab some interviews of some of the participants and to find out why was it important for them to be a part. You got to hear this because, to me, this brings great encouragement. Mm-hmm. People are stirred to action. And let's go to 1284. I want you to listen and to see what this young lady had to say about her participation and why it was important for her to be a part of this walk.
Good morning, Anna. We're here in the 821 Human Trafficking Awareness Walk for Freedom this morning. Could you tell me why you came out here today?
I came out here to make it aware to other people that there is a situation in our hands that we think is there's nothing we can do about it, but there is. Human trafficking is a very serious problem that we have, that girls are trapped, where girls are trapped and don't know where to go or what to do or how to reach anyone to help them. And we just want to know that there is, that we can do something about it.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. And so you mentioned before that you knew someone that was a victim of human trafficking.
And it ended up in a sad story because she never did get out of it. And I lost track of her, so I have no idea of where she is now. But like myself, I knew nothing about how to help. So
what do you think that we can do to help?
We can help by awareness, by contributions, what we do. What we're doing, and I have a friend who actually is helping girls do this to
wow.
get out of this. Okay,
wow.
She's in Georgetown, of course, not here, but we are just here to make a small difference. But hopefully, it'll be
yes.
a big help.
Yes, and we can pray. Right?
Oh, prayer yes. all the time, praying.
Yes,
and it's just a beautiful feeling to know that even though we're not actually doing anything, we are doing something.
We are doing something.
Yes,
yes.
We are doing something.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Anna.
How awesome to hear, Anna. That's so encouraging.
Yeah.
Because people are awakening and saying, listen, I can do something. I'm not going to sit on the sideline and say, oh, poor
yeah.
people, what's happening? No, I'm going to give up myself. But this was a Saturday.
Yeah.
They all went out and they said, I'm going to participate. I'm going to get involved. And I thought that was so amazing.
Yeah, it's
so amazing.
It's one thing to hear about these types of events that are going on and seeing how people are being activated in the world, but then to really, you know, take it home and realize the fact that this is happening in your hometown, because it's just like, regardless of who you are, regardless of where you are or what you do, every single one of us have 24 hours in a day. We all have the same amount of time. And the question is, what are you going to do with that time? And it's like we've talked about many times on the program before. Jesus is going to ask you, what did you do with what I gave you?
Absolutely.
What are you doing with the time that you're given? And it's like there's so much entertainment that can easily distract us away, but the preciousness of the time that we're given.
Yeah, it's amazing. When we get back from this break, you're going to hear from Jesse Grooms and Sandy Robinson, a mother and daughter team, on why they were involved. And they could actually give you some practical tips of what you can do. We just heard the testimony of Anna of why she was involved in the 821 walk here in Pensacola. And we're also going to hear from a mother and daughter team about their participation. The video quality is not that great because you hear a lot of wind in the background, but we entrust that you'll be able to hear what they're saying and the spirit of what they're saying so that it will impact you. Watch this.
Good morning, ladies. We're here this morning at the 821 Walk for Freedom. And just had a couple of questions for you. Why did you come today, or how'd you come to 821?
Well, we actually heard Christine Kane speak about 7 years ago in Jacksonville, Florida. And at that time, we decided it was time for us to help her and do something. So my daughter actually lived in Pensacola, and I have one on the East Coast. And so when I moved here 2 years ago, we started raising awareness for 821 campaign.
Okay. And so you heard the devastation about the reality of human trafficking, and you decided you had to do something about it.
Correct.
And what does that mean? What does that look like, doing something about it?
Well, as far as the human trafficking goes, someone is trafficked every 30 seconds. It's as young and even younger, actually, but the average is 12-year-olds. It's women, men, and children. I mean, it's not just one gender group that is trafficked. It's everyone. It's a scary thing, but it's reality. And so what that means is giving education to the population, to our society. It's as simple as something about just praying and then also giving education to someone else. If you're out somewhere, say you go out to a restaurant, get some cards, get some information, go to the restroom, leave it on the restroom counter. Someone's going to walk in there who is being trafficked, who is in danger. The one thing they may be able to do to get away from their captors is go to the restroom. They get that information, they call the hotline. That could be something that saves their lives, something as simple as that. You don't have to be the warrior on the battleground doing the thing. You just have to be the person that spreads that information and prays.
Awesome. And A21 says there's 21 ways that you can help.
Yes.
And as you read through the list on the website at a21.org,
yes,
you can see the 21 ways to help. And it's everything from prayer to raising awareness through social media, mm-hmm, to putting together a walk such as we've done today with 1728 Ministries. Mm-hmm. And so through those 21 reasons or ways to help, we have discovered our ways that we can help is by going out into the general public, raising awareness so that more people can be rescued.
Thank you.
Wow, that's so encouraging. Mm-hmm. We want to give a special shout out and thanks to Beverly Mayo for sponsoring and at Ministry 1728 for 1728 for putting this walk together. And we learned some really practical things. One of the key things that was mentioned, which I thought was brilliant, is that you can begin to put flyers in public bathrooms, restaurant bathrooms. I'm sure it'd be pretty easy to speak with restaurant owners and say you'd like to put something in the bathroom that would alert a young girl, a woman that was being sex trafficked, that they can go and call this hotline. I mean, that literally can save someone's life. So, again, that is a simple thing that you can do. But we're going to be talking about, in the rest of our program, some basic things that we can all do immediately. Because a lot of times when people hear stuff like this, Steve, they're like, what can I do? And, yeah, and is how long will it take? And listen, you're going to be put to action right now, okay? So we're going to share some things. The chief thing, the most important thing, because a lot of times people want to get physically involved, but remember that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual thing that's happening. And so the chief thing, the most important thing we can do is to pray. I mean, intercession is literally standing in the gap, right? And praying to God for on the behalf of somebody else. And so one of the things that you can do immediately and incorporate into your daily life is to pray. Pray that those that are being trafficked, those that are in bondage, those that are hurting and being victimized every single day would be set free, that God would intervene, that local authorities would be alerted. You can begin to pray globally, and then maybe in a certain continents, but certainly even in your own community, have that heart of compassion. Ask God to soften you so that you can continue to have a prayer vigil for those that are suffering. The second thing you can do is help to bring awareness. And you can do that in so many different ways, but you help to bring awareness and education. And one of the ways you can do that is by partnering with VFN-TV. That's one of the things that we stand for, is helping to do our part in bringing awareness and putting an end to human trafficking, and in this case, sex trafficking. We have so many segments that are available for you on The Torch, and you can find all of those at VFNTV.com. But if you haven't liked our Facebook page, this would be a great time to do that, because you can do something with just one finger, and a click, you can actually share this post on Facebook with your friends and help to bring the awareness not just to the region, mm-hmm. but really it can go viral and all over the world. So that's a very simple and easy thing you can do. Another thing you can do is give of yourself, right? Put some skin in the game. And that's so important. You know, we have on VFNTV.com a resource links page where you can find different ministries and organizations like Operation Underground Railroad, Exodus Cry, A21, and so many others, how you can get involved in those particular ministries and organizations and see how you can volunteer. Maybe you want to do a walk in your community, in your city. Maybe you want to do a yard sale that all the proceeds are going to go directly to any one of these ministries. You know, there's so many different ways that mm-hmm. you can do this, but give of yourself. And it's so important, you know, skin in the game, mm-hmm. right? Another thing you can do is give financially. You know, you can dedicate a portion of your resources, a certain amount of your dollars. And I encourage you, if you have children, get them involved too. This, to me, is so important that we help our young people to understand that there is people all over the world that are suffering, that are less fortunate. And if we're living in America, we're living in the top 5% of the entire world. We're filthy rich in America. It's just the truth. And where so many people around the world are just living in poverty and they don't have the resources right. that we have. Our children probably have more money in their change, in their, you know, piggy bank in mm-hmm. their rooms than many people have around the world. So we can give financially. But some of you can give actually a lot as the Lord leads, but give financially. And then, of course, just be fully invested. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing is to be invested in some way in human trafficking where you know that you are playing a role and playing a part.
Yeah. You know, I think about, like, you know, you said before, is basically getting outside of, you know, your schedule and seeing things around you, because reports are just recently in the headlines. There was a lady at a school and she recognized that something that just didn't look right. And it turns out that there was a student that was in a car with someone that wasn't their parent. And they just called the authorities and said, hey, I've just noticed something just didn't look right. And it turns out that it was a situation that we're talking about right now.
Wow.
She was able to interject. But these are those moments just like, God, give me your eyes to see. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're then, you know, the knight in shining armor, but it's just like, be aware, be that voice that says, call those, like you're saying, reach out to those who do have the wisdom.
Yeah. It starts with empathy, but you know, you'll never see what you don't look for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important, you know, that it's a principle. You need to begin to start looking so that you can really begin to start seeing. And then you can have that heart of empathy and compassion. Remember, empathy is actually feeling someone else's pain, putting mm. yourself in their shoes. And apathy is actually the complete opposite, is not even being concerned. We must be concerned. And I'm encouraged that many people are awakening, Steve, to this
right.
reality, and they're doing something about it. Listen, we want to pray with you right now. And we just want to end off this program. Steve, would you close us
yes.
out in prayer?
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for just the awareness of truth, God. I thank you, Lord, for the empowerment that you not only are revealing the atrocities that's happening, God, but you're giving us the wisdom of basically what to do and how to do it. Father God, we just lift up all of those that are being trafficked right now, and I just declare freedom. I just pray, Lord, that through the blood of Jesus, that they would be set free. Lord, I pray for their captives. Lord, I pray that those that are blinded by darkness, that are doing these just unheard of things. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you would break into these realities and that you would set them free. I thank you, Lord, for all of those that are putting action to their words and making it happen by saying, I've got to do something. And I just speak empowerment over you, that as you hear my voice, that you're realizing I've got to do something. And I just pray right now over the time that each of us are given, that it would bring freedom to the captives in Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.